Hey everyone, it's Linda from NLP Canada Training, and it has been a while since I've brought you new material. And today I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about agreeing with people, because I've got a program coming up next week. It's called Agree More Often. And I think it really gets at this paradox about NLP, because a lot of people think neuro-linguistic programming is about crafting fake agreements to build influence, to get people to do things that maybe they shouldn't want to do. And that's just only a very tiny way that you could abuse the tools of NLP. All tools can be abused. A better way to think about it is to think about evolution and human beings and times of stress, because although we use words like unprecedented for the current situation, there have been many, many times in human history when people have been incredibly stressed, when their lives and their livelihoods have been threatened. And when they've had to decide how to get up in the morning and keep going in the face of all that. And one of the things that keeps people going is their connectedness to other people. People with friends, people who act in community, people who respond to catastrophe with collaboration and cooperation, are people who do more than survive, people who make it worth surviving, people who rebuild, people who are part of the world you want to be part of. And to do that, people need skills. It's not good enough to have an intention to get along or agree, but you really need to be able to make distinctions about how to get agreement and be in agreement so that you can make the best happen, so that you can collaborate and cooperate as well as influence. So think about it. Think about a time you absolutely meant to agree with somebody and you found yourself in a disagreement. How did that happen? And then think about what could have been different. The number one culprit in our disagreements is not the need to be right. People talk about the need to be right and wanting to be right. And sure, if you want to be right, it's going to get in your way in some ways. But congruence and knowing what you believe and having values and purpose, that's all also a lot like knowing that you're right. And that really works. So I think the real culprit is getting caught up in the idea that our words have to agree, that somehow we're in this great math equation where for me and you to agree, we each have to give something up and sort of add something so that the sides are equal. And people are not part of a math equation. That's not how we work. We work best when we find connections and build on those connections so that we do this remarkable thing. We allow difference into the system that is our thinking. It's hard to let difference in and stay in agreement if you are wedded to the idea that everything happens on the same level and everything has to make sense right away now. How can I say yes if I disagree with you? I can say yes, and I can say yes genuinely and with authenticity and all that good stuff. If what I'm saying is yes, I hear you, yes, I see how you think. Yes, I hear what you're saying, and I know this is important to you. And then I can just reply, having acknowledged you, with something of my own that you may choose to acknowledge or not. because you get that choice too. But the chances are, having been acknowledged, having been recognized, you're going to want to stay in connection with me. And so when I say something you didn't expect, or something that is in contradiction of something you've said, you have the option now of repeating back some of that. Just repeating back to show that you heard what I said. And then you can take the conversation in a slightly different direction. Because human conversations are a lot more like sailboats and airplanes. They get where they're going by being off course most of the time. They're not like getting onto a straight road across the prairies and driving in a straight line. They're moving back and forth and working with whatever is given to us. As you repeat back some of what somebody has just said to you, you may hear it differently when you hear it in your own voice. You may discover that there's actually something there that you do connect to. And in that connection, you can modify your own thinking. And modifying doesn't mean giving up on your goals or giving up on what's important to you, but it means making adjustments, recognizing that all of us have blind spots. All of us have things that are outside our awareness and maybe even outside our experience that if we did hear them, if we did know them, might make our thoughts stronger, might make ourselves stronger, more resilient, better able to handle what's coming, better able to believe that out of uncertainty, out of instability, there can come something new that is more than and not just compromise and buts and, you know, that sense that it will never get back to being as good as it was. So, as we face together a time of profound uncertainty with lots to be frightened of, with lots to just juggle, to just feel like our brains who love familiarity are struggling hard just to keep up with our days. And in the middle of all that, to say, I hear you. Here's what I heard you say. Let me add some thoughts and approach conversations ready not to debate and disagree and be right, but ready to acknowledge and respond and alter course slightly so that together we can move somewhere better. The best way to do these things is to practice them. It's not easy to say yes when your brain is screaming no. And that's why at NLP Canada Training, we create safe places for people to come and practice all these different skills that we believe help us cooperate, collaborate, correct course so that we can all move forward one step at a time, even when we're not really very sure where the horizon is or what's on the other side. I hope you will explore NLPCanada.com. I hope you will come back and explore the podcast. And I hope you find something today that helps you just in an interaction in the next day or two to hear somebody say something, to take a breath, to repeat what you've just heard, and then to take the connection where you think it needs to go next. I'm Linda Ferguson. Take what you've heard and go make some shift happen.